I waved at the Gillespie's car as it crawled down their driveway, weaving between thickets of trees, then started its journey to the couple's retreat, two states away. Their house stood at my back. It was an old mansion, three stories tall and built mostly of sandstone blocks. The porch had been beautiful once, but the hardwood boards below my sneakers had lost their shine and were developing cracks, and the white paint on the doorway pillars was peeling. The Gillespies had entrusted the house to my care for the month, while they built on their foundation, as Mrs. Gillespie had put it. But judging by the way the couple actively avoided touching each other, I suspected the foundation had washed away years ago, and the retreat was a final effort to keep their marriage from being submerged entirely. Their house seemed to echo that sentiment. It was a magnificent building, way beyond what I could ever hope to afford with my part-time retail job and a useless English degree. But the years hadn't done it any favors. The floorboards creaked under my feet as I passed the threshold and looked around the lounge room. It was clean, at least, but the furniture had a shabby, past-its-prime look, and the off-white walls were edging towards a dingy gray. I dropped the house key on the coffee table as I passed it, along with a slip of paper with Mrs. Gillespie's mobile printed in a neat, feminine script. Beyond the lounge room was the dining room. A 12-seater, dark wood table took pride of place below an actual chandelier. Wow! I gazed at the crystal beauty as it sparkled in the dim light, hinting at a history of glamorous dinner parties and decadent lifestyles. I ran my hand through my messy hair, trying to pull out some of the knots. I hadn't washed it the night before, and it felt greasy between my fingers. Settle in first, shower later. Mrs. Gillespie had told me my room was the last door on the left at the end of the second floor hallway, so I grabbed my travel case and pulled it up the curved stairway. The hallway stretched the length of the house, with four doors on each side, and I was winded by the time I pushed open the last door. I found myself in a neat room with a large window overlooking the woods behind the property. My suitcase was heavy, loaded with clothes, books, and my laptop, and I heaved it onto the bed to unpack. There might not have been a chandelier in my room, but it did have sconces set into the wall and patterned wallpaper that looked as though it belonged in the 1920s. For all I knew, that might have been when the house was last renovated. As I hung my t-shirts and jeans in the dark wood dresser, I couldn't stop marveling at how clean it was. The room had a stuffy feeling that had made me assume every surface would be covered with dust and cobwebs, but Mrs. Gillespie must have been thorough in her sprucing. Despite this, it felt closed in and musty, and as soon as I'd finished hanging up the clothes, I unlocked and opened the windows to let in fresh air. A slope, spotted with clumps of rocks and spindly weeds, ran down behind the building to meet the pine woods 50 meters away. The trees had to be old. Some of them looked so large I would have no chance of touching my hands if I tried to embrace them. Their tips stretched above my window, possibly even above the roof of the house, and patchy bushes and vines filled in the spaces around their trunks. I leaned on the windowsill, closing my eyes and inhaling deeply to savor the smell. The air felt so much clearer and crisper here, away from the smog of the city, and I began to pick up faint animal noises from the woods. A shiver ran down my spine, and I grinned to myself. As much as the Gillespies needed their couple's retreat, I thought I might have needed the house-sitting job even more. I hadn't fully settled in, and already I felt lighter, as though the stress from the last 8 months of studying and working was loosening its hold. I twirled away from the window and ran back to my travel case, suddenly eager to finish unpacking and explore the house. I kicked my spare shoes under the bed, left the toiletries on my bedside table for when I found the bathroom, then unceremoniously dumped the laptop and books onto the desk standing opposite the bed. "Good enough!" I grinned and shoved the travel case inside the wardrobe, then left my room, itching to see the rest of the house. I tried the first door down the hallway, but to my disappointment, it was locked. Maybe Mrs. Gillespie didn't want me getting nosy and only gave me access to some parts of the house. The thought was like a bucket of cold water dropped over me. I loved old buildings, and part of the thrill of the trip had been the opportunity to explore and enjoy the sprawling Gothic mansion. Not actually seeing much of it would have been devastating.